Your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network, and we certainly are seeing strange things. As we've talked to you or mentioned before, over the weekend there were massive riots in London. In fact, they've continued now for three or four nights, and they're completely out of control. The police are incapable of controlling what's going on in London, but it's not just in London. It's in nations, half a dozen other cities in Great Britain. Understand, these are not spontaneous riots. These are organized probably in large part by the communists, funded by the Ford Foundation, because the Ford Foundation has funded communism throughout the world, and specifically of riots we know, for instance, recently in Israel. Why the massive demonstrations in Israel, several hundred thousand people coming out, organized by the communists, funded by the Ford Foundation. We're seeing riots, of course, in Egypt. We're seeing massive demonstrations in Syria, but not just there. Certainly in Philadelphia now, they have put a night curfew on. 8 p.m. for young children are not allowed on the streets of Philadelphia because of the massive violence there. Violence certainly in Wisconsin at the state fair over the weekend, where they were pulling white people out of their cars and beating them mercilessly. There are these flash attacks in Chicago. This is exactly what's going on in Philadelphia, and where crowds will suddenly occur, coordinated through Facebook and through the Laker laptop computers. And then as soon as the police arrive, why, of course, the crowds fade back into the they're not there. Understand, this is all carefully coordinated, as we're beginning to see the disillusionment with society and the breakdown in society. And that's what happens when a nation turns against God. And that's exactly what's going on in America today. America has turned against God. With us this morning is Tim Baldwin, and we're going to be talking about a book that he and his father have written, going into the background of Romans 13, where we're told we are to obey government no matter what it does, doesn't matter. But is that really what Romans 13 says? That's certainly what they would like you to believe, because the one thing that the, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness fears is that the Christians of America will take a stand for righteousness rather than going along as did the Christians in Hitler's Germany, who were told Romans 13 tells you you should obey the government no matter what it does. And if you haven't read the book, Hitler's Cross, We Carry It, written by Erwin Lutzer, certainly one of my favorite books, a very important book for you to read. It tells what happened to the Christian church in Hitler's Germany and how they used Romans 13 just exactly as they are using Romans 13 in the United States today. Tim, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Stan.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, that's an important subject for sure. I don't think there's a subject that we're facing today any more important than this one, and this is the reason why my dad and I, Chuck Baldwin and I, wrote this book together, because we felt it was crucially important for our day and time. If we can't get our minds and our souls and hearts wrapped around this false notion that has been purported for many years by, unfortunately, many pastors in the United States, then I'm not sure we can really dig ourselves out of the hole we've created. It's time we start educating ourselves to the truth of this subject.
I agree with you totally. Well, how can we counter this? I mean, after all, we're told that all scriptures be taken, you know, as the word of God. And here, quite obviously, Paul says we are to obey government, you know, and certainly all authority comes from God, so we're to obey government. But is that the correct interpretation, or is that the interpretation that's given by those who would use Romans 13 to enslave the people?
Well, I think it's, for some people, it's just their ignorance that has led them to that. For others, it's their laziness that has led them to that conclusion. They don't want to get involved. They just want to let things go and don't want to be held responsible for their lack of actions in this regard. And for others, it very well may be they want people to feel or to act like sheep, slaves towards the government, and for their own personal interest and ambitions. Regardless of your personal reasons why you believe this, it's wrong. It's wrong, and it's not the correct biblical interpretation. And the Bible requires us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. We can't base our decisions on these things, on emotions or feelings or current circumstances or current church persuasion. That's not the correct way to handle this. So we really must study the entire scriptures, both New and Old Testament, to understand this truth.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you give us the justification for your position that we cannot interpret Romans 13 as some people would have us interpret it? In other words, are there examples where God has told people to oppose government when it was doing the wrong thing, and to oppose the king, to oppose the ruler?
Yeah.
And then how about we apply that to Romans?
Certainly, I couldn't justify the position in a short period of time, but we can get
hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Some of the...
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I'm back here. Our guest is Tim Baldwin, who's a Constitution lawyer, and he and his dad, Chuck Baldwin, have written a book on Romans 13. So, Tim, why don't you just go into the background of really their instances in the scriptures where God has ordered people to do what is right rather than necessarily what the rulers, the king, the government has told them.
Well, there are many points in the scripture that show examples of believers resisting government and not going along with and even overthrowing government. And the, particularly, and this is something, Stan, that people will try to use as a justification for their unconditional submission when they refer to the distinction between the Old Testament and the New Testament, and they say, well, yeah, there's examples of that in the Old Testament, but we don't see any of that in the New Testament. And so by that, they try to say that there is a new standard. There is a new, essentially a new rule for Christians, that Christians cannot exercise the same kinds of self-defense and self-preservation laws that we see throughout the Old Testament. But, you know, the thing about that argument, Stan, is that it completely ignores, not only does it ignore the examples of whenever the apostles refused to obey civil commands, civil laws, but it also refuses to ignore, or it refuses to acknowledge in Hebrews chapter 11, those people that we refer to in the Old Testament as these subduers of kingdoms are the very same people that the Apostle Paul said were a demonstration of the Christian faith. And he refers to Moses, he refers to Enoch, to Abraham, he refers to Barak, to Isaac and Jacob. He refers to the midwives in Egypt. We read about in Exodus. He refers to Gideon and Samson and Jephthah and David. And all of these individuals were individuals demonstrating Christianity, demonstrating the faith in God they had. And as he says towards the end of the chapter 11, he said that these Old Testament Christian believers were ones who subdued kingdoms, who overturned evil governments, and who turned to flight the aliens who were trying to subdue Israel. And so to say that there's a new standard really ignores what the Apostle Paul was doing here by giving us an example of Christian faith. And that's just one example within the New Testament. We see where God maintains the Old Testament standard.
Well, we see a number of occasions where the apostles were told to not preach the gospel, and they were ordered by government officials or by religious officials, people in positions of authority, and they went ahead and preached the gospel anyway. And certainly, this isn't that the reason that the apostles got into trouble? It is because, of course, they defied government, who said, "You will worship for Caesar."
Yeah. Yeah, they were disobeying civil government, and in particular, they were told that they could not preach in an authority above the state. In other words, they essentially were saying that Caesar was higher than God, he was the authority above God, and they did not recognize the authority of Jesus as it related to the preaching of religious matters. And the reason they were so concerned about this was they thought that the apostles were going to produce a revolution against the evil, government, essentially. And, that's exactly what ended up happening, was that Christianity was the basis and foundation for any, in all, revolutions of freedom that we see in human history after Jesus lived on this earth. And that has been recognized throughout history, that being the basis of Christianity, is God is sovereign. God is the authority of our lives. Individuals are responsible primarily to God, and then primarily to our family and to our neighbors, which is what Jesus said were the two greatest commandments. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, and strength, and might. And then love your neighbor as yourself. And these principles require us to take responsibility and duties, not only for our actions, but for the actions of other people who are affecting us and our family and our friends.
I certainly agree with you, and I think it's so vitally important that people are not misled by those who point to Romans 13 as a vehicle of getting Christians not to oppose the obvious corruption of our government today and the evil men who have seized control of the government and are using their position to do evil. And so basically, I think that it's vitally important that people get the book and read it, and it's very well done. I want to thank you and your dad for putting this together, because I think this is a subject that really needs to be clarified. Can you give us a few examples from the New Testament where the apostles certainly opposed orders or instructions from government, and of course they were certainly justified in doing so?
Well, we see the examples of Peter, where he refused to preach in the authority of the state. Instead, he preached in the authority of Jesus Christ. And of course, again, this has nothing to do per se with religion or the right to conscience. This has to do with communications about religion under the name or under the authority of an individual the state did not recognize as being above the state. And Peter said, "Well, I don't care what you say, what your laws say, I'm going to preach regardless in the name of Jesus Christ or under the authority of Jesus Christ, because I am responsible primarily to him." So he refused to obey. Of course, they threw him in prison a couple of times, and we read the story where God delivered Peter out of prison, showing us that Peter's imprisonment was not justified. If Peter's imprisonment were justified, justification being something based on the laws of God, justice being based on the laws of God, if that were justified, then certainly God would have been wrong and incorrect in his releasing Peter from prison. But Jesus, God, did exactly that. They delivered Peter from prison, showing us that the state's imprisonment of Peter was not lawful. It was not correct. We see the same thing with regard to the Apostle Paul, where he was charged with sedition, similar to Peter, for refusing to obey laws of the state. And Paul takes it beyond what Peter did. You know, Peter essentially said, I must obey God rather than man. And that's, you know, Peter wasn't as educated and was not as familiar as Paul was with the law and with constitutional form of government, etc. But Paul was extremely familiar with the legal system. He was trained in the law. He was a very educated person. And so whenever he was arrested on more than one occasion, the Apostle Paul refused to allow the Sanhedrin to prosecute him under their laws. In fact, one time they slapped him on the face. And he says, "Is it lawful for thee to strike me without cause?" And he called him out on it. He said, "What you just did was not lawful." And he pointed out that it was not lawful based upon the laws of God, and because it wasn't just, it wasn't right. He did that repeatedly. And then he also appealed to Caesar, which is an interesting thing, because Paul, as a Roman citizen and as a Jew, he could have he could have appealed to any court he wanted to, but Paul refused to allow the Sanhedrin, the Jews, to have jurisdiction over him. It was a jurisdictional argument that Paul made, and he said, "Have I done anything to justify this arrest?" Is essentially what he said, and the answer was no, he hadn't done anything. So he appealed to justice, and he said, "Even if I had done anything wrong, I appeal to Caesar," meaning you don't have jurisdiction or authority over me. I am not going to allow you to prosecute me under your laws. So at that point in time, when Paul did that, not only was he referring to justice and jurisdiction, but he was also implying and showing us that he expected Caesar to treat him better in the legal system than the Jews did against him at the time, which would rebut a lot of these arguments that, well, Caesar was so evil at the time, he did whatever you wanted, however you wanted, and since Paul said in Romans 13, chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, we should submit, that means that we should submit to evil government because the Caesar was evil at the time. Well, that verse in the story I just described actually suggests otherwise. And there are historians who say that Nero at the time was not always brutal. He was not always the kind of person we know him to be now. At the time, at certain times of his life, he was not that way. And Paul's appealing to him shows us that at that time he was not the brutal man that he became later on. But Peter and Paul are just a couple of examples there. And then once again, Paul refers to the Old Testament resistors of evil governments as the examples of Christian faith. And we can't ignore that. It has significant meaning to a Christian today.
And I think it's still such an excellent point that Paul actually demanded that he be sent to Rome for a trial under the Roman system of law, because, of course, he believed that he was innocent, and if he were to be executed, it would be an excellent means of demonstrating the corruption of the Roman government, because, of course, there was no law against being a Christian. Anyway, our telephone number is 1-877-996-4327, 1-877-2-5-4-7-5-2-4, 1-877-2-5-4-7-5-2-4, if you have a question on this subject. But it's a subject you have to understand. And who do we have calling in?
Hey, good morning.
Who do we have calling in?
This is Jim in Northern Colorado.
Hi, Jim. Do you have a question or a comment for our guest?
Well, yeah, this is a topic that I feel a lot of Christians misinterpret, and we've got man has created 60 million laws and on the books right now, and it doesn't seem that things are becoming more righteous.
No, they're certainly not. And that's the problem. I mean, basically, at one time we had very few federal laws. In fact, we have people who are actively engaged in violating our Constitution. They want to use the central authority to control mankind. God gave us, I believe, a constitutional republic with limitations placed on the laws of the federal government. And we got a lot of lawbreakers in Washington, D.C., who have sworn to uphold the Constitution and defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and they themselves are domestic enemies of the Constitution. How would you feel about that, Tim?
Yeah, it's well, of course, we have to start with the premise here. The premise is that God created man. God did not create government. And right. God gave to man certain inalienable rights. We see that in the very first story in Genesis, where someone...
Hang on there, Jim. We'll be back in just a moment. Love to get your thoughts as well.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dan here. Before we go on, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If our caller is still there from Northern Colorado, please stay on the line.
Yes, I am.
But I wanted to give Tim a chance to get on his website to tell people how to get hold of his book and then we'll get back to Jim. Go ahead.
Hey, Stan, are you talking to me, Tim?
Yep, I'm talking to Tim Baldwin.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have the right timing here. People can order my book at my website, which is libertydefenseleague.com. libertydefenseleague.com. They can order it there along with some other things I have, some other products I have. And just to let you know, Stan, I'm actually creating and have created an affiliate program where people like yourself, Stan, can actually participate in getting this book out. And I can get more details of that later. But I really hope and pray that we can get this book to as many people as we possibly can, because as we discussed in the first session there, this is such a crucial and critical topic, because if Christians across this country and across the world believe that God would have us to be submissive to government no matter what, and regardless of any sort of considerations, then we're in serious, serious problem, and we're going to have a very difficult time in restoring liberty and freedom in the states of America.
All right. Our caller from Northern Colorado, please go right ahead.
I wanted to say that, Tim, that I really respect your father. I've read a lot of his writings, and he's right on point. And I'd like, if you don't mind, I'd like to just read some things I underlined in a little pamphlet called A Manifesto of Christian Government. And it says, rulers who rebel against the truth of God's word are not ministers of God, are not ordained of God, and are not higher powers. The righteous are not subject to them.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
That's a principle that I expound quite a bit in the book, and go into quite detail, because there are scriptures throughout the Old Testament and New Testament that are relative to this position here, and people need to familiarize themselves not only with the principles, but how to think. I mean, how do you interpret? What is the thought process here? How do we determine which verses apply, and all that sort? I mean, in essence, how do we study scriptures? How do we study God's creation? And that is what we have tried to accomplish here with this book, Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. And we need to equip ourselves and gird our loins with the knowledge of the truth, the sword of the word. And it's past the time that we do this.
Right. Let me ask you, let me read a little something here and see if you can figure out what nation I'm talking about. Rather than seeking the truth in the scriptures and reforming their lives to conform to God's standards, they seek to live by the words of men and defend the words of men. They worship their constitutions, fly their state flags in their churches, and even when the state is in the process of enslaving them and making a mockery of their faith. As sin grows strong, a nation will be dominated by envy, strife, and lust for power. Various factions will seek to gain control of the lawmaking apparatus to advance their own agendas, and ruthless men will come to power by manipulating the envious masses. In the end, such a nation will be torn apart by strife and intrigue, or subdued by its enemies. I think that pretty much describes what we're experiencing.
That category. Certainly, we've seen it time and again throughout history, and it's happening in America. Anything else specific, Jim? I don't want to get off into lots of philosophical discussions, but
yeah, you might want to mention the 501c3 church, the nexus between the government church and the government policies.
You're absolutely right. And the 501c3 church, well, I understand that Chuck Baldwin's opened a new church up there in Montana. It's not 501c3, and every church should certainly reconsider that status, because once they accept the 501c3, they become a corporate entity of the state and are no longer free to speak out. Tim, would you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, here's the thing. I mean, the 501c3 is really this shadow. It's this ghost that looms about the churches, haunting them, making them believe that if they preach from the pulpit or from any other platform of the church, things that they consider to be politics, even though the Bible teaches on the subject, then they're going to lose their tax exempt status. They could be punished. They could be fined. They could be, you know, whatever. If that's the case, then what in the world are they doing as a 501c3 corporation, knowing that they are that subject and bound to that to the government, to the federal and state governments? That's just absurd. And unfortunately, too many pastors have this notion that they can't preach on these things, and they hide behind a 501c3. And it is, in fact, this tool that Satan is using in this country to keep the Christians ignorant, to keep them blind, and to keep them passive. And that's the exact opposite of what we should be as following God.
Amen. Okay, anything else you'd like to say, Jim, before we let you go? I guess we lost our caller from Northern Colorado. Well, again, our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And so basically, of course, the reason that we are in the tragic situation we're in today, I believe, is because the church has been infiltrated. And we know this has happened. Certainly David Horowitz, who came from a communist family, told our good friend Colonel Ron Ray in the early 1990s that infiltrating the churches and the seminaries was one of the easiest things they've done, and they've got their people in high positions within the hierarchy of both the Protestant and the Catholic Church. We saw that in the Protestant Church when the leaders of the National Association of Evangelical Christians came out and with all sorts of decrees aimed at undermining Christianity. And certainly, he urged that Congress not to be concerned about them and not to give any protection to basically chaplains, military chaplains who wanted to pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, he said that's really unimportant. We should not certainly go along with that. It isn't important that chaplains pray in the name of Jesus. This is the man who headed Protestant Christianity. His name is Ted Haggard. He was a dope-smoking homosexual who headed the evangelical Christians in the United States. What a tragic commentary. And the average Christian has no idea. They've infiltrated our churches. They've changed the message and the music of our churches. Go right ahead, Tim.
Yeah. It is a sad state of affairs to see this taking place. It's a watering down, a dilution of our what used to be a Christian culture. And even though we still have Christians in this country, this is not a Christian culture any longer. And we've completely lost the sense and the remembrance.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here. The American Christian.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Banner Home Medical Equipment and Banner in Greeley reminds listeners, in every person there is a living heritage with experiences and memories to share. Show you care by visiting an elderly neighbor, friend, or family member. Share an afternoon and learn about life from one or more of the most experienced people in the world. This is a reminder from Banner Home Medical Equipment and Banner in Greeley. Call them at 970-506-6420 and find out how their caring professionals can help you assist your loved ones.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dan back here, I guess, this morning, Tim Baldwin. We're just talking about the book on Romans 13 that he and his dad have written, because this is such an important issue. I believe the church has been infiltrated, both the Catholic and the Protestant church. I believe, of course, they have infiltrated every aspect of our society, but the most important one was the church, because if you can neutralize the church, because this is still a strongly Christian nation, why, of course, you can neutralize opposition to the coming tyranny. You pick up the story, Tim. We've got just a few minutes left, about 7 minutes before we have to let you go.
Yeah, well, you know, this is something that I'm passionately involved with in my studies. I've been studying these types of this type of issue for many years now. And in fact, the first book I wrote sort of touched on this to some degree about submission to government. But this, the book that my dad and I just released, is a much more in-depth and thorough discussion and research on the matter. But yeah, you know, Stan, I would simply challenge people to read the book, go to the scriptures that are referenced, and analyze the concepts that are presented and the logic and the modes of interpretation and come to your own conclusions. If you disagree, that's fine, but if you disagree, come up with scriptural support for that and base it upon sound interpretation. You know, some people say, well, you can use the Bible to justify anything. If that's the case, then the words don't really mean anything. It's simply what we feel. But truth is not based upon feeling. Truth is based upon an objective standard. So that requires study. It requires for us as human beings to use our minds, our reasoning. God gave us the ability to reason. In fact, the Romans 13 verses we're talking about refers to one's conscience, meaning one's knowledge of right and wrong. And so we cannot address this subject without a reference to what is right and what is wrong. And it's not feeling-based. It's not emotion-based. It's not just because your pastor says so. It's not because your church says so. It's what God said. And God's laws were created whenever he said, let there be light. That's the first day that God created law for mankind. And it has existed ever since. So this is a crucial subject because it's an eternal and immutable subject, and if we don't come to grips with it, if we don't understand it thoroughly, then we're going to be tossed to and fro, as the proverb says, and that to be tossed to and fro is not a good character trait. In fact, the Bible says it's a character trait of someone who is evil, and so we can't be that way. The problems around us can be solved, can be resolved by people, by Christians and non-Christians alike, who understand what God gave us when he created mankind in the beginning, and that is the right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as it extends to God's plan for man. And we have a duty and an obligation to make sure that these laws of God are followed in society. without that, our families, our neighbors, the people that God told us to protect the most will be simply the victims and the sheep for government to run over and to control. And that is not a godly principle at all.
I agree with you totally, and I think it's so vitally important that people understand that, of course, the other side knows scriptures, are using scripture to try to neutralize the Christian church. And they've done a great job of it, because many of our ministers don't know, because they got faulty instruction in seminaries. Don't you see do you believe that they've actually infiltrated the seminaries and indoctrinated our ministers in this view of Romans 13 that so many of them hold?
Yeah, well, it's apparent that they have, because how is it that we have this many number of pastors and preachers and teachers in the churches who hold this position? I mean, this was not held as being true for many hundreds of years, and it wasn't until the late 1800s where the communist notions of government began to take seed in our country that we began to see this unconditional divine right of kings, if you will, going back to the Dark Ages, the divine right of government spring up in the 20th century. And it's no coincidence that the pastors are now teaching this same thing, because those people who held that state equals God or state equals truth have been those who have in the educational institutions since the early 1900s. And now we have a complete full swing and generational saturation of this idea. And it's just like the Dark Ages, where the kings used this argument to subdue their subjects. It took the Enlightenment period of men and women to study these ideas that are in this book, Romans 13, the true meaning of submission, which sparked the revolutions of the world, which created the most freedom the world has ever seen through the world's history. So we have to get back to those ideas.
And believe me, this battle has been going on all the way back to the time when America was founded as an individual nation, and there were those who were arguing we should be subservient to the crown, and there were others who said that, you know, we had only one God, and, you know, certainly, what was it that Benjamin Franklin had said, opposition to tyranny is loyalty to God, something of the sort.
Yeah. Yes. And of course, and again, this is something that each individual must study for himself. And if you're a Christian, I think that you have an obligation to study one. You know, the Bible is full of principles and verses relative to government. In fact, Romans 13 refers to the higher powers as ministers of God. What better subject is there to study than a subject God calls to be his ministry? Jesus said that he was to be about his Father's business, and so are we to be about our Father's business. And that business necessarily includes ministers of God for our good, for our benefit. That is government. And we
must know
what
God bless. God bless. Thanks very much. Thanks for writing the book.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our guest this morning, Tim Baldwin, has written a book on Romans 13. We carry a book on it. I believe it's by John Williams, and we offer that along with my interview with him. I think it's an important subject. You need to know how to discuss it, and certainly it is the core of one of the big problems we have today. As the churches more or less have been neutralized, now we do have certainly many ministers who actually agree with this, and some of them even support Radio Liberty, even on their limited incomes. And we do appreciate that. But they're not in a majority. And if you have a minister who's willing to speak out on these issues, I hope that you'll be supporting him and supporting him fully. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and certainly you can, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you would like to advertise with us, anything that you could do to help, we'll appreciate. If you're not in a position to help, but you agree with our basic premise, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, which is why I think we've been able to survive when so many of the people I've known who've been doing this have circumstances arise that they either died under mysterious circumstances or they simply were organizations were infiltrated and neutralized, because the last thing that the Brotherhood of Darkness wants is for people to learn the truth. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get our talks on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret, the syllabuses. And, of course, the talk is on the DVD. The syllabuses are, well, you can get those. We have an excellent 4-tape set, very applicable to what's going on today. It's called Dark Awakening, and it's interviews with people who deal with people who are victims of CIA or satanic abuse, mind control. And, of course, the contention is many of them have been programmed for times like this. We see people committing crimes, and they'll say, gee, I have no idea why I did it. I have no idea. I don't even remember committing the crimes. And everybody says, oh, they're just putting that on. I don't think that's always the case. I think that many times they don't know. I believe their minds have been programmed. They have a disassociated personality, and this has been created. We have a book called The CIA Doctors by Dr. Colin Ross, who's a psychiatrist, not coming from necessarily a Christian point of view, but a fascinating individual. That's The CIA Doctors. Used to be Operation Bluebird, but it's one of the mind control programs, because we have a a DVD on mind control. We actually carry the various government documents on MKUltra. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But the first thing you should get is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we recommend this four CD set on the Dark Awakening. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And if you have access to the Internet, you can listen to us 24 hours a day on your iPod, on your MP3. So there's a telephone number you can call and get our programs. They're all listed at radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural.